Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
That went so bonkersy virally that it ended up in the New York Times, the Washington Post, even Time Magazine had a bite out of it. And the man at the centre of the story is a guy called Joey DiGiulio, who joins us on the line now. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm great. And it's good to talk to you because we've been following your story with great interest. Why don't you fill us in? And we'll begin at the beginning and you can tell us who Jeff Minetti is.
Sure, absolutely. I'd be happy to. So it all started back in early February for me. I received a random email in my inbox and I started reading through it. It was talking about a bachelor party, or I guess a SAG as you guys would call it. And at first, as I read through it, I got kind of confused because I didn't recognize any of the names, didn't recognize the places, and that's how it started.
So how did you end up as being kind of included on this email to the stag that you had no involvement with?
Sure. So what had happened is there's a gentleman by the name of Jim DiGiulio, and he spells his last name a little bit differently than mine. So we have very similar email addresses, and he spells it with a G-I instead of a J, and it was just a simple typo. And so I ended up on the email 3,000 miles away from where this was happening.
So you had no idea who these people were, you had no idea who the groom was or what was going on, and yet you stayed watching like a fly on the wall.
Exactly right. So when it first came across, you know, like I said, I was a little confused at first, but as I read through it a little bit more, I just realized it was kind of entertaining. So I figured if for nothing else, I'll just kind of, you know, pay attention to it, not say anything just for entertainment value alone. And so 5 or 6 weeks later, there was kind of a call to order and it was asked, you know, hey, anyone who hasn't responded yet, please let us know if you're going to come to this or not. And that was kind of the point where I figured if I'm going to say something, I might as well do it now.
So you pop your head over the parapet and say, my name is Joey DiGiulio, but I'm the other Joey, or at least the other DiGiulio, I should say. At which point, the groom responds to say what?
Yeah, so I was totally taken aback. I really thought that after saying I didn't know who any of these guys were and, you know, have a great time anyway, that they would just kind of say, oh, hey, sorry about the mistake, you know, have a good day. But no, they went totally the opposite. The folks were very welcoming and said, you know, you're on here. Let's see if we can throw some money together and get you a ticket out here. We'd love to have you.
But why would you want to go in any event?
Sure. Well, and you know, it's funny because, you know, throughout this whole process, I was, you know, chatting with friends of mine on Facebook, and every time there was a new update to the email, I'd let people know, oh, here's the latest update from the Rando Bachelor Party that I shouldn't have been invited to. And everyone just really enjoyed the story. And I was kind of being egged on from some of my buddies saying, hey, you know, you really should probably go. It'd be so hilarious if you just showed up and didn't know anyone. And so when they started saying the same thing, that's when I started thinking, you know what, maybe this could be a really epic story.
Right. Well, then let's look at the logistics and what makes an epic. You're living in what part of the United States?
So I'm up in Seattle, Washington. So on the other side, a whole other side of the coast from where these guys are in Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia. So that would be, you know, for all told, probably a fairly pricey kind of adventure for any man.
Sure. No, absolutely. And so that's when folks started saying, you know, we'd like to throw in 15, 20 bucks, you know, US your way to get over here. You know, I realized it was going to be pretty expensive to just do that on my own. And so when people offered, I said, well, maybe we'll set up a GoFundMe account and see what happens. You know, I honestly thought I'd get maybe $20 or $30. I really didn't think it was going to go anywhere at all. But I'm happy to say within just a day, 20 hours even, I already had all the money raised to get out there.
How much did you need, Joey?
So initially I thought it was going to be about $1,200. It ended up being a little bit more than that. Okay. But just to my surprise, you know, within that first day, I'd already raised enough to get out there and the money just kept pouring in. And so that was the point where I decided, okay, this is now not even really just kind of a joke anymore. Let's see if I can take some of this extra funds and do something really neat for the bride and the groom.
So this is a crowdfunding scenario. So you had all this money coming in, probably from people you know, but were there strangers involved? From a la Facebook or whatever else it might have been. It just spread like a domino falling.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And so I think where it really started out is when I first put it together, definitely some of my own friends were contributing, and I can see the names of folks that were coming in. And then when I started to notice that there's a lot more people during the next day coming in from Philadelphia, some of the friends of the groom and things like that. And then after that, it just went all across the board. So yeah, like you said, it just kind of started spreading like wildfire, and people from all across the world were donating to this.
Okay. Well, people are very generous when they want to be, and they obviously liked the story, and they felt off you go. So you exceeded the money you needed for the trip, which would covers your, let's say, rounded up to $1,500, and then the money kept coming in. So you came up with a scheme of some description. Tell me about that.
Yeah, and so basically, you know, and I kind of alluded to this, you know, when I initially set it up, I kind of decided that this could go one of two ways. I said, you know, if I don't raise enough money, I'd just like to refund everyone and give everyone's money back.
Right.
But I said, if I do raise money and it keeps going, maybe I'll buy them a nice wedding gift. Well, when the money started coming in, I went well beyond, you know, what the cost of wedding gift would be. I figured, you know, I can't really buy them, you know, 100 toasters or, you know, 100 blenders or whatever, right? So I said, okay, let's do something really neat. And so I realized that, you know, following the emails that the bride and groom were going to be going to Italy for a honeymoon. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be great if I can help pay for a chunk of that?
And how much did you raise to that end?
Sure. So total, we've raised about $8,200. And we actually just turned off the funding in the last few days because not only did we raise money through the GoFundMe account, but one of the talk shows we were on here in the States, the Rachel Ray Show, they were so kind enough to donate not only airfare for the trip, but also a 14-day cruise.
Wow.
When they get to Italy. So, yeah, it's just been an incredible outpouring, not only from the GoFundMe, but from the good folks at the Rachel Ray Show and Expedia also as well.
The best missend of an email by Jeff Minetti ever.
I think so.
I mean, honestly, he's come out of this very, very well. So you made it to the bachelor party, as you call it, the stag, arriving into this bar, what, about 3,000 miles away to a room full of strangers. I mean, was there had they been following your enterprise? Was there a sense of kind of, here he comes, they hail the conquering stranger?
Yeah, well, and you know, and there's kind of a saying out here in the States that the Philadelphia is known as the city of brotherly love. And I'll tell you, they really rolled out the red carpet for me.
Good.
They were all so kind and so generous when I arrived, and we had a great day together. Not only did we go out to a pub, but we also went out and took a tour around the city and also went to a casino, and there was just a day full of activities. It was amazing.
And then and that was the end of that. But I understand then you got another invitation.
I did, yeah. So once I was actually over there to meet everyone and got to see everyone and shake hands and things like that, I was given a formal invitation to come to the wedding. And so my wife and I have got our tickets booked, and we're heading back May 2nd is when the wedding is. So it should be fun for that, too.
It's a very sweet, if you know what, for a change, it's the kind of nicer side of the social network story. And I'm glad that you shared that with us, Joey. Congratulations, and thanks for your time today.
Absolutely. Thank you. Take care, guys.
Okay. Enjoy the wedding. Bye. There goes Joey DiGiulio. It's a sweet little random story from life online. And I'm sure he's not the only person who's got such a missed text or missed email. But sometimes those things can end in weird, creepy ways. But that's a good one. There's goodness out there, thank God.